Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi continues in Nazir, Chapter 7. We're on Mishnah Gimel. Now, yesterday, at the beginning of Chapter 7, we talked about Tum'ah, sources of ritual impurity from a corpse that would cause the Nazir to have to restart the count of Nazirut. Now, Mishnah Gimel contrasts this with other Tum'ah sources that should be avoided but do not require bringing offerings and a restarting of the count of Nazirut. Aval bat ha-sechachot. Now, schach is famous for the stuff we put over a sukkah. In fact, the word sukkah is from schach, the covering. And here it refers to a branch from a tree, which is covering over partially the nazir and also covering over a dead body or part of a dead body, as we mentioned yesterday. Now, this is not a real ohel. Ohel means tent. It means a roof, like being in the same tent or the same room or the same enclosure with a source of tuma would definitely make it tame. But this is like a branch that's partially overhanging the parout. And parout is a rock outcropping. You see sometimes they make a wall and some of the bricks are sticking out and some are not. So it's a smaller outcropping that's forming, you know, sort of like a roof, but not really over a nazir and a source of corpse tuma. Ubeit hapros, and the plowed up field. This is when there was a corpse or part of a corpse in a field, and they plowed through there, and they're not sure. There might still be some bone fragments, but the fragments might be very small. So we're really not sure if the Nazir walked through there, if he actually touched any sizable amount of a bone or didn't touch anything at all. Eretz Ha'amim, and outside of Eretz Yisrael. And we talked about this in Chapter 3. It's because the non-Jews used to bury people anywhere and everywhere. Not everyone got a fancy pyramid or tomb. The invention of a cemetery is a Jewish innovation for the benefit of mankind. So there were dead bodies all over the place. So we talked about in Chapter 3, Mishnah 6, I think, that if a Nazir started Nazirut in Chutz La'aretz, it doesn't really count because it's kind of like a Nazir accepting Nazirut in a cemetery. But just because somebody goes outside of Eretz Yisrael, not that you should, it doesn't mean they really were over a dead body or contacted a corpse. The Hagolel v'Hadofek. Now, Golel could be the stone they rolled in front of a tomb, or it could be the top covering stone of a tomb. Dofek might be the sides of the tomb. The Kehati brings various explanations about which part of the cemetery equipment these are. Revit dam, a revit volume, a quarter log of blood. The ohel rova, verova tzamot. And if he was under the same roof or in the same ohel, the same tent as a quarter kav of bones from a corpse. The keli manogim bemet, or he touched utensils that were touching a dead body, meaning some kind of kli, and some of Farshim say it has to be a metal kli, touched a dead body, and then later, when it's not touching the corpse anymore, the Nazir touches this. Vimei Sifro, or the days of his counting. This is if he was confirmed to be a Mitzora, with the skin ailment that we've mentioned. Vimei Gomro, or his days of a confirmed Mitzora. Now, the first 7 days, Sifro, that would be if he's in quarantine, if he's in Hezger, until they can confirm if he's a Mitzora or not. And the second set, Gomro, is when he's actually counting his time of impurity as a Mitzora. Al Elu, on these types of impurity or these situations, Ein HaNazir Meglech, the Nazir does not shave his head. Umaze B'Shlishi B'Shvi, but he does have to get the Para Aduma sprinkling of the red heifer water on day 3 and day 7 as part of the Tahara process to be purified. Einu Sotra the Kudmin. And these sources of impurity do not cancel out the days he already counted. Now, they do pause during those 7 days when he's impure. He can't count his Nazirut then, but it's sort of just a pause on the Nazirut, not a start over. Matkil Mone Miyad, the Korvan Ein Lo. And so after he's purified, he can begin counting immediately to continue and finish his term of Nazirut. He does not bring a Korban. Be'emet Amru, and in truth, they said, and this usually means it's a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, Yemei Hazava Zava, the days of a Zav and Zava. This is a man or woman who had an emission, an abnormal emission, and they can be Tame for 7 days. Yemei Hezkeru Shel Metzora, and when a Metzora is Hezker, is confined, they're not really sure if he's a Metzora, so he's not Tame yet. Hare Elu, these days, Olin Lo, they do count towards a Nazirut. So he or she would not have to pause the Nazirut during those 7 day periods. Let's go on to Mishnah Dalit. Am Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum Rabbi Yehoshua. Kol Tum'ah, any source of impurity, min hamet, from a corpse, she'nozer migaleach aleia, that a nozer has to take a haircut and bring the offerings and restart, as we described in Mishnah Bet. Hayavin aleha, a person is also liable, al biat mikdash, if he comes into the temple after having touched or been under the same roof as these sources of impurity. Now, this is any person, not just a nazir, is restricted from going into the temple or the mishkan when they are in a state of tum'ah, and they have to bring a korban if they did so by accident. Now, the Mishnah continues, v'chol tum'ah, any source of impurity, min emet, from a korb, she'ein a nazir megaleach aleia, that a nazir does not have to take a haircut and start over. Those are the ones we talked about, Mishnah Gimel. Ein chayovin aleha, albeit mikdash. A person does not have to bring an offering if they accidentally went into the temple or the mishkan with such an impurity. I'm Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir takes issue with this. He says, lo tehezo kolam min asheretz. He says, how can these sources of impurity be more lenient than asheretz? Now, asheretz literally is a creepy, crawly thing. The Torah lists them in Vayikra, chapter 11. They're things like toads and lizards and the creepy, crawly stuff and the like. Snakes are not on the list. But these things, these like rodents and lizard kind of things, if they are deceased, their dead bodies cause a tum'ah, cause an impurity, and a person can't go into the temple or the mishkan with that either. And that doesn't affect a nazirut. Amar Rabbi Akiva, donti lifnei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, I asked this question in front of Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning a similar logical approach to this law, similar to Rabbi Meir. He says, ma im etzem kesura. So he's telling Rabbi Eliezer, what about a bone the size of a barley kernel? She'eno mitame adam ba'ohel. It does not make a person impure if they're under the same roof. But hanazer migleichol magov almaso. But a nazir would have to take a haircut and start over if he touches or carries such a small bone, as we mentioned yesterday's learning in Mishnah Beit. So he compares this revit dam, but a quarter log of blood shehu metame adam ba'ohel that causes impurity if it's under the same roof in the same tent as a person. Eino din shehi nazir migleichol magov almaso. Shouldn't it be logical, kal v'chomer, it should be logical that a nazir would have to take a haircut and start over if he touches or carries revit of dam? And yet, in Mishnah Gimel, we said he did not. Amar Li, and he told me, Rabbi Eliezer told me, says Rabbi Akiva, Mazeh Akiva, what are you talking about, Akiva? What's the logic here? Ein donin, we don't make a logical inference, kan here, mikol v'chomer, from a lenient to a strict context. Ukeshivoti, and then when I came, v'hirtzeiti dvar mithin Rabbi Yehoshua, so Rabbi Akiva continues, I presented this logical approach to Rabbi Yehoshua. Amar li yafe amarta. Rabbi Yehoshua says, yes, your logic is good. It's sound. Ela ken amru halacha. But here, in this instance of a bone the size of a barley corn, the fact that it transmits impurity only through touching it or carrying it and not through sharing the same roof, being the same ohel, that's a halacha. Halacha is a halacha le Moshe mi Sinai. So since it's a halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai, it's not really subject to the regular rules of logic. You can't use it as the basis of a kal v'chomer to learn an issue and a criticism of the logic of our Mishnah. Yashar kochachem and zay gizunt.